You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Last month, the government proposed a set of new fresh water reforms with the aim of restoring Aotearoa's waterways within a generation. However, the reforms have come without a set limit on freshwater nitrogen levels. Forest and Bird is calling for a nitrogen limit to be introduced as part of the government's waterways reforms to hold regional councils accountable for the nitrogen pollution in their drinking water supplies. My news director Jemima Houston spoke to Forest and Bird freshwater spokesperson Tom Kay about why it's important to limit the nitrogen in our water and why some regions in Aotearoa are experiencing higher levels of pollution than others. Here is Jemima speaking to Tom.
To begin with, could you explain the issues with the government's new freshwater reforms?
So the government's new freshwater reform misses out a really vital component in regard to nitrogen limits in freshwater. So there was a proposal from the government science and technical advisory group to have a nitrogen limit of 1 milligram per litre for our rivers and streams to protect ecosystem health. And they've decided to not go ahead with putting that in the reforms.
Why was the limit not introduced by the government despite this advice?
We suspect that there's been some backroom lobbying going on. 14 out of 19 scientists said it should be there. We had a number of public health authorities submit through the submissions process saying that it should be there. And the majority of submissions said it should be there as well. A lot of other countries in the world, in Europe and China, parts of America have a similar limit, and even regions in New Zealand already have some bottom lines lower than that. So it's pretty crazy that it's missing.
So why is it important to have a limit? What does it actually mean day to day, having that in regulations?
Having a bottom line for nitrogen pollution in our rivers and streams means that all regional councils have to set rules that are more stringent than that for their rivers and streams in their region. So they have to manage their rivers to not get that polluted, basically. And that bottom line is set at 1 milligrams per litre because that's kind of the furthest we think we should let things go to try and avoid too much algal growth, to avoid toxic effects on fish, to make places nasty to go swimming or fishing or anything like that. So that's kind of like as bad as we think things should get to protect what New Zealanders value about fresh water.
And what sort of effect can pollution levels, if they get higher than that, have on people?
Well, this
and
is
fish
a really interesting,
and other things.
yeah, this is a really interesting part of the conversation because when nitrogen gets higher than that 1 milligram per litre level, we start to get more algal growth, like I was saying, which we can actually get at lower levels than that. But we also start to get towards the levels where it's toxic to fish. So the fish that are in it actually just suffer toxic effects from nitrogen up at about 2.4 milligrams per litre and higher. But there's increasing evidence suggesting that elevated levels of nitrate nitrogen in water could be increasing rates of colorectal cancer. So if we're taking water directly from a river or stream, like we do in some places, say the Waikato, Auckland at the moment is looking at taking water from the Waikato for drinking, if we have nitrate levels higher than that, we're potentially causing or could be, you know, leading to increased rates of cancer. And if the water in our streams and rivers is connected to the water that's in the ground, and in the ground, we're actually seeing much higher nitrogen levels than that 0.88 point that's potentially linked to cancer. And that's what Forest and Birds found through these this Official Information Act request, that a lot of the water that's going to people's taps in Canterbury is sort of, you know, way above that 0.88 potential risk point.
Now, I think I can guess perhaps what's causing an increase in nitrogen levels, but would you be able to explain what that is likely linked to?
Yeah, so the biggest thing we can point to is farming, and particularly intensive farming. So nitrogen levels in New Zealand's groundwater are generally at the, or naturally would be around sort of 0.15 to 0.7 milligrams per litre of nitrate nitrogen. It gets a little bit techy, but it's pretty low numbers, really. As soon as we start to get up above that, we know that we can basically say we've got some sort of human activity, likely farming in the catchment that's affecting those levels. And as soon as we get up above sort of 2.5, we can say, right, we've probably got intensive farming in this catchment. You look at Canterbury, you look at some of the numbers that we've found in this drinking water, they're up sort of at 5.6. You can go, right, there's probably farming in the catchment. You look at Canterbury, you go, yep, there's a lot of farming in that region. So it's pretty easy to kind of put two and two together and go, look, there's just too much intensive farming going on in Canterbury, and it's on free draining, you know, gravelly soils. So all the nitrogen's just leaching straight through into the aquifers, and then we're piping that straight into people's taps.
So will those restrictions force farmers to abide by those rules? What would be the repercussions if the nitrate levels were higher because of farming? Would there be repercussions, or is it just sort of like a standard that needs to sort of be met?
Well, a lot of our rivers and streams in New Zealand already have nitrate nitrogen levels below 1 milligram per litre. So a lot of regions would already comply with that limit. A lot of farmers would probably already be doing enough to make sure they're meeting or helping meet that limit in our rivers and streams. But it would mean that those that are pushing things too far, or that those regional councils that aren't doing their job to kind of pull everyone into line and manage their streams and rivers better, would need to do more. And having that 1 milligram kind of cut-off bottom line just means that we're protecting more regions and more people from going the same way as Canterbury with their rivers and streams and with their groundwater. So that's kind of the link that we're really now hyper aware of in this kind of public health crisis that we're seeing, is that ecosystem health is so important to our public health.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
That was Jemima speaking to Tom Kay, and you're on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.